Well, well, well. I thought I said not to listen to this on your way home. But I guess I can't really tempt you without expecting you to fall through. I knew you would. I know you all too well. Take a look around you. On the bus, from your car, your bike, or just on your walk home. How many people do you see? How many people are going off to work or school, oblivious? No idea what kind of thoughts are in your head. They probably think you're listening to music, or an audiobook, maybe a radio show. They'd never be able to tell. You keep it hidden. They have no clue you're such a dirty boy. Did your breath hitch? I know it did. It always does. Just like I know how you are at work or at school, sitting there on your break, legs closed just enough to put some pressure on that aching cock. But I also know you'd never do anything as scandalous as jerking off in the washroom, thinking about my voice and my hands and my mouth. No, you're my good boy. And good boys know that patience is a virtue. You know what's waiting for you at home. You know it's indecent, blushing this hard in public without any obvious reason to. People wondering why your breathing is heavier, faster. And quite honestly, I don't want to make this difficult for you. I know how hard you are. I know how ready you are to obey my every command. If I told you to, you'd get on your knees right now, wouldn't you? What a good boy. So obedient. So eager to please me. And I am pleased. Every time you shiver when I whisper in your ear. Every time you shift around at work or in class, trying not to show the tent in your pants, thinking about me. I know how hard it is. It would be inappropriate of me to spur you on, right? To tell you the things I could be doing to you right now. So, don't worry. I won't torture you. Instead, I'll tell you all the things you should not be thinking about. Now, sweetie, don't think about my hands on your chest, running up and down, dragging over your shoulders, the sides of your face, and into your scalp. You really shouldn't consider how nice it feels to have your palms over the back of your neck, massaging it after a long day. Stop thinking about my hair draped over your back, so long, so ready to be pulled. And I know you like pulling it. You love having something to grab and hold when I make you lose your mind. It's so endearing. You have no idea. Definitely don't think about my fingertips on your cock. On the head, nails scratching slightly over the glands, my breath ghosting over the tip, my fingers tracing the veins and smearing the pre-cum all over. And oh, my mouth. Baby, don't you dare imagine my warm tongue peeking out to taste you. Don't get me wrong, I love the way you taste, but you just promised to be my good boy, right? Remember where you are. You're absolutely not thinking about my lips wrapped around you, sucking, nipping, licking my way down the shaft. Would it be too much for me to tell you not to remember how my hands feel? reaching to squeeze your balls while I tease you. Would you do something for me, baby? Would you beg? Not loud enough for anyone to notice, but just under your breath, like you're muttering to yourself about the commute. Would you say, please? Do it now. Good boy. Always so good for me. What if I told you not to think about me giving you permission to grab my hair and use my mouth? We both know who's in charge, but how can I resist watching you fall apart? Feeling you on my tongue, trying to get yourself off. Hearing the salacious slurping sounds as I swallow you whole. Would you come for me like this? Would you let that tightness in your balls become a little too hard to handle? And feel me squeeze just a little bit too hard? Would you give me what I want and come in my mouth? naughty boy. I knew you would. But that's not enough, is it? You know I'm not the type to leave things halfway done. So, banish the thought of me pushing you into bed while your cock is still twitching and oversensitive. Are you still my good boy? Good. Then I won't have to remind you not to imagine me straddling you, slowly running my pussy lips over your cock like you weren't already overstimulated and whimpering. I know you can go again if I ask. But would you ask? Would my good boy beg for me again? Quiet, like last time. Come on. Tell me you want me to sit on your cock. A little bit louder. That's my good boy. Well, since you asked so nicely, I'll describe exactly how you shouldn't think about me sliding you into my tight cunt. How my walls cling to you. Like I never want to let you out again. How amazing it feels to be filled by my good boy. Wait. You're not imagining me with my hands on your chest, right? My thighs working to push me up and down over you. Since you've been so good. So obedient. I'll let you grab my hips and fuck up into me. Would you do it? The first orgasm wouldn't be enough, would it? You need to come again. I should remind you not to be thinking about my breasts bouncing up and down right in front of your face. How I tell you to sit up and suck on my nipples while I ride you. How you get them all hard and wet and glistening in seconds. I tell you to use your hands like a good boy. I'm not even gonna start on how you're hitting all the right spots in me. How you always know how to angle your hips to fuck me just right. And my pussy would clench around you because you know exactly how I want it. And you only want to make me feel good. Is that right, my good boy? Don't even think about the obscene slapping sounds we'd make. It's too much. And you know I'd tell you when I'm close. I always do. I'd expect you to come with me and feel me clenching around you so tight, so warm. But it's not that easy, is it? Your orgasms are mine, and I tell you when you can come. No, don't think about it. I would count down from 10 So slow, because I know exactly how close you are. But I need you to hold it in, okay? Even when I'm counting so slowly, you think you'll go insane. You ready? That's it. 10. Baby. You wouldn't be on the edge yet, would you? But close. So close, just driving your hips into me so hard. 9. Are you focusing on the road? Do you think anyone can tell how naughty you are? I hope your face isn't betraying you, sweetheart. It'd be pretty bad if someone got the wrong idea. 8. What a shame that I'm here enjoying myself, bouncing in your lap, and you can't even touch me or yourself. Would you be able to squeeze your legs tight enough? It's nothing like the real thing, but it's as close as you can get, right? 7. Are you clenching your hands? Trying so desperately to stop yourself from palming your cock. 6. Just aching. I'm close. Do you think we can make it to 1? I think you can do it. You can do it for me, right? 5. Come on, baby. That's it. Don't slip up. This is our little secret, right? Nobody can know. 4. So close. Teetering on the edge. And I'd say, don't you dare come without my permission, but you already know. You already know. 3. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, baby. Do you like me using your cock like this? 2. So close. Fuck. Just hold it. Almost there, almost there. Okay. Okay. 1. Oh, fuck. Oh my. You come so hard in me. I can feel you pulsing, filling me up like a good boy. Good boy. You're amazing. Such a good boy for me. Always doing exactly as I ask. Well, now that we've established what you shouldn't be thinking about, let's have some fun brainstorming what you should be thinking about.